the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. Mark Davila. You know what I was thinking? That chicks have it so easy when it comes to getting a man. I mean, we all know chicks can get a dude for sex, you know, whenever they want. But I'm not talking about that.
Anytime they want.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the looks department. If a chick has a, like, a face not so great, but pretty good body, we're all over that. Like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, she's got a banging body, man. It's awesome. Or if a chick has, body's not that great, but a really good face, that's cool too. Guys don't have that option. There's not some dude with a gross-ass face and a hot body. Chicks aren't going to be all over that.
Ah, but at the same time, chicks don't care about looks. I mean, how many ugly
dudes?
Well,
no, wait. They do care about looks to some degree, and they'll all say that. You know, there has to be some attraction. But a guy with a really good body and a bad face, it doesn't work the same way. Now, a guy with a bad body and a nice face, he could still be cute, and you know, he can still get a chick. Even though we all know that guys can work past their facial limitations.
You know, whenever people tell us, like, start talking about another guy being handsome, I feel like it's an insult to me.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I take an insult in everything. Someone gives me a compliment, it turns into an insult in my head.
Does it?
Honestly, it really does.
How?
Somebody told me yesterday, it's like, you know, Mark, you were so nice and so sweet. I don't know why you don't get more. I don't know why every girl isn't just throwing themselves at you. I took that as an insult.
Well, I'll tell you this, your mom.
Some girl at work. That was an insult to me.
That sounded like an insult to me.
Yeah, actually. See?
So you're right about that one.
I'm right about all of them. Someone tells me I look nice, I take that as an insult. I take it as, if someone says, hey, you look really nice today, Mark, I'd say, oh, thanks. In my head, I think, oh, okay, you think I'm trying to look nice, but I really look stupid, and you're feeling a little awkward about it, so now you're going to say something.
And if someone says, oh, you smell nice, they're like, I must smell really bad today.
No, I would think, well, I don't know what I think, but I'd turn into an insult. That's what I always do.
Well, everyone ever says, oh, you got a haircut, looks good. I always think, well, I must look like shit before then, huh?
Everyone knows I'm fucking negative. And I was thinking about all these assholes and the power of positivity. I heard some John Tesh, one of his fucking stats, actually, being positive raises your immune system, blah, blah, blah. You know, shit like that. That's not even what he said, but he probably did say that at some point. Fucking nonsense. And I thought, you know what? How about the power of negativity? What if I'm so negative towards you, I can make bad shit happen to you? Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's not gonna work, though. I mean,
if positivity has some effect, so does negativity.
You're so negative, you can't even see that being positive is actually a good thing. That's the funniest thing ever. Like, I'm not gonna be positive. That's bullshit. It's like, you know, obviously it'd be better to be positive about things.
If you say so.
You're telling me being negative about things is good? I mean, come on.
I didn't say it was better. I said it's, you know, it is what it is.
But if you're going to choose, you might as well choose the one that's probably going to be a little bit better for you.
I don't know if it is.
You'll make more friends being positive.
What, do I need to make friends?
I don't know, do you?
Nope.
You say you don't, but you probably do. You know, I don't need any friends. I don't need a girl. I don't need this. And you go, I'm sitting in my house, bored and lonely.
Yeah, then I turn on Netflix. I'm good.
But I don't think you are.
You don't think I'm on Netflix? I'm on there all the time.
You go to great pains to convince yourself you don't need anyone or anything, but in the reality, you do.
Doesn't hurt that bad.
And one day, it's really going to come back to haunt you.
Ooh.
When your son's too old, he doesn't want to come over. He's like, nah, Dad.
Dad, I'm 80, and you're 150.
It's like cats in the cradle. You know, it's like
cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Hey, why don't you come? I'd really love to, Dad, but you know,
kind of got my own thing going on.
Got a lot to do at work, and kids got the flu.
Well, bring them on over here. I'll take care of them.
What I really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. He doesn't want to borrow the car. He just wants to borrow the car keys.
The car's going to be sitting in the fucking driveway, and I'm not going to have any access to it. You know I don't got a spare.
Can I have them, please? You know, the thing is...
The car keys these days have this fucking microchip in it, and it costs like $20 to get a fucking spare.
When I...
Actually, more than that.
When I first got my car, I didn't have my license, and it wasn't registered, but I had my car just sitting in the driveway.
You just sat in it like a fucking loser.
It wasn't that long. It was like a few months. But I'd take my keys around with me.
Well, you were proud of having a... You were a kid, and you were proud of having that car.
Yeah, I started swinging them around at school. And Kyle goes, like, hey, can you give me a ride home? I'm like, you know what? I can't, because I don't have my car.
Oh, in six months.
I gone green. I took the bus to work school today.
That wasn't a thing back then, so they wouldn't know what you're talking about. I'm a Ninja Turtle now. I'm green.
It's true. And these days, girls don't know a lot about things that we knew about back then.
Yeah, I know. So whenever I talk to a chick, they never know what I'm talking about.
Like, I was reading the reading the transcripts of the James Franco thing from last week, where he tried getting with a 17-year-old tourist, and it backfired on him. She said no, and then went on to publish it on her Tumblr.
Fucking bitch. Dude's famous. That's an honor to fuck him.
So anyways, he asked for her number. We use the number sign, otherwise known as a hashtag these days.
Well, it's a pound sign.
Yeah, pound sign. She says... What do you mean?
Pound? Well, he said, hey, what's your pound? Did he say what? Is that what he, how he said
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, he said, yeah, give me your pound. And she said...
She probably thought it was some kind of sex thing.
No, she thought it was a hashtag, because she's an idiot.
No, he didn't, like, write the number... He didn't write the hashtag. If you're just saying it, you're not going to understand pound.
He did, they weren't... What do you mean?
Was this online?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was in person.
Why would he say pound? Why would you say that?
I don't know. Just being funny. Maybe he's trying to be clever. I don't fucking know.
I explained it to you that it was an online thing.
All right. I didn't catch that.
We talked about this earlier. I said she didn't recognize what the pound sign was.
Yeah, I know.
Then why would it be vocalized?
I don't know. You didn't explain that it was online. Or you think you did, but you apparently did a shitty job.
Or you're just dumb. Think about it.
I am. I'm gonna blame you.
Why would you blame me when it's obvious she didn't recognize the pound sign? Who says the pound sign out loud? No one. You just say number.
If you're trying to be clever, you might say pound sign.
No one in the history of the world ever said, hey, can I get your pound sign? Doesn't even make any sense.
Like, well, why couldn't he just type in phone number then? Because he did it. He did pound
because
sign.
Because he's old like us, and he put the pound sign, because it's a universal thing. When I signed my autograph, I put number 24. And I put a number sign. I don't put the N-U-M-B-E-R.
You know what? A couple weeks ago, you said you're fucking number 23.
Change my number, all right?
You know, you're changing a lot of things, and I don't like it. And I don't like you.
All right.
Or James Franco.
You don't?
Yeah, actually, he's fine, but I kind of don't give a fuck about him. I don't even know why he's famous.
First of all, he was great in Freaks and Geeks. He's great in...
I liked him in fucking Spider-Man. He's good in shit, but I kind of don't care.
You don't care about anybody.
Ooh, a James Franco movie. I gotta go see that.
You don't give a shit on anything.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
You should just call it quit and not even watch anything anymore.
No, I mean, I don't care about the actors. I care about the show.
Not even you stop watching shows on a whim lately.
Whatever. I still watch shit. I want to go see movies.
Maybe you're just like, yeah, I'm done with the show.
I very well might be done with the show at any given moment, but I'm not now.
I hardly ever quit. The only show I can think of that I quit on was, well, Girls very early on.
Oh, because that's shit.
Newsroom I stopped watching and...
Never seen it. Never
and,
will. Veep?
Entourage.
I stuck it out with Entourage.
But you quit on Boardwalk Empire, which is 20 times the show?
Well, listen. Entourage is just... It's just like, it's jerking off. It's just a fantasy, you know? There's nothing to it, but it's just, hey, I'm so cool and I'm fucking chicks all day. Look at my awesome life, you know? It's not a good show, but it's just, you know, let me live in that world
exactly.
for half hour.
I don't want to live in that world. I used to get angry because I'm like, I'm not going to go back to my shitty life. I like shows where people are poor and fucking stupid, just like me.
I like fucking stupid people too, man.
But Boardwalk Empire, if you're going to choose one, you choose Boardwalk Empire any day.
Yeah, I did, to stop watching. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't you just quit watching Game of Thrones?
No, I'm into that, man. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, until you're not.
Yeah. And I'm alive until I'm not. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop living now.
Have you ever started living?
It's debatable.
So are you upset...
Yeah.
Does it ever upset you that orange juice isn't real? Like the orange juice you buy isn't real?
sounds like your window's about to break. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I drink orange juice, like, every day.
It's not really orange juice.
Is it made out of oranges?
Kind of.
Are there... is any percentage of orange in that drink? Then it's fucking orange juice.
It's not orange. Orange juice is you squeeze an orange into a glass. That's orange juice.
You know what?
And the reason is, and I'll tell you, I read about it.
Before you say it, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that freshly squeezed orange juice, I bet it tastes like shit. If we got like 80 oranges and we squeezed them, that probably like equal one glass of orange juice, I bet it would taste terrible because we're so not used to it.
It actually tastes better. It tastes like an orange.
Yeah,
oranges doesn't really taste much like an orange.
It's delicious though.
So anyways, the oranges we get is pasteurized and it's stored in huge tanks for a long time. And the reason, you know, if you got fresh oranges, freshly squeezed oranges, it's going to last a couple days before it goes bad.
Yeah, that's why you pasteurize it.
And the shitty oranges, I was drinking mine, it expired like 3 or 4 weeks before. I had it like for a month and a half and it was still good. And it says it was freshly squeezed orange juice. Like it said it was, you know, not from
concentrate.
Which is bullshit. It's not true. Because if it was fresh, it would go bad.
Well, how about freshly squeezed orange juice is a component in this? Is that acceptable? They're not really lying.
I'm not an idiot and go like, I'm not drinking anymore. Who knows what's in it? Don't care.
Yeah. It tastes so good. Oh,
I imagine that there's even less oranges in there than they're claiming.
Probably. I mean, that's how every food is, every drink. You might as well call it orange drink. But, you know, shit's delicious. So, you know, I don't care.
But they put this fucking false expiration date, which means, well, it's sell-by date. And you can still drink it weeks and maybe even a month after.
I mean, the orange juice doesn't last that long around me that I'm going to even get close to that date. I buy a half gallon every week.
My new thing is...
choking myself while I masturbate.
I ignore sell-by dates now because... they're sell-by dates. It doesn't mean shit. It's for the store, not for you.
Well...
a lot of people throw shit out. It's like, oh, God, expired yesterday. Gotta throw it out.
I mean...
and depending on what it is, I mean, meat, you can tell if it goes bad because it's gonna stink.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Sometimes it you're not sure. You smell it, and it's like, I don't know. There might be a weird smell. I kind of can't
tell. Yeah, raw meat does smell weird anyways, so...
but you know what the real test is? It's a little bit slimy. I pick it up, and I'm like... yeah, it doesn't feel like it's supposed to feel. That's fucking done.
Like regular beef, which you don't buy, so you wouldn't know. It turns dark. And for the longest time, whenever it turned dark, after having it for like a few days or a week, like fuck, I'll throw it away.
No, it's age. You want it dark.
No, I read it. It's just oxidation or whatever it's called.
Oxidation. Not oxygenation.
Oxygenation. Oxidation. And that's why it turns brown. It has nothing to do with going bad.
Or put it out in the sun. It's tanning.
Well, you could cook it that way, couldn't you?
Out in the sun? I don't know. I don't think it's going to cook well enough to eat it without getting sick. Just, you know, in the sun. Right. Put it next to my sun tea.
What about an egg?
That you hear. I, that could be true.
Fry eggs in that sidewalk.
I guess. I wouldn't eat it. Probably be pretty gross. Dirt and shit and little rocks.
Speaking I was hungry, this, real you know, hungry. Speaking of the shows we watched, I did that thing online where you can put in all the shows you watched, and it'll tell you how long of your life you've
wasted. I've heard of that. Yeah.
And I put in every show I could think of that I watched the full entire series. And some didn't come up for some reason, but most of them did. Still, even with that, 52 days of my life was spent watching those shows.
Call me crazy? That sounds low.
Well, it is, because I've watched...
when I think of all the fucking series I've seen in my life, like really old shit, old cartoons, old, you know, regular shows, throwing movies.
Yeah, well...
I picture, like, a year of my life.
You probably spend more time watching TV than me.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when I was a teenager, I mostly listened to music in my room.
You know what, though?
And cried.
I know you'll count sports, watching sports on TV and that, but will you count going to a sporting event in that?
No, it's not TV.
What's the fucking difference?
You're not watching a TV.
Yeah, but what's it? You're watching the same thing. Whether you're watching it on a TV screen or you're there, it's the same thing.
Being
you're
there is way more of an experience.
That's fine, but it's the same thing. You're watching the same thing.
Well, does it count as TV watching? This is a TV watching thing.
Man. How about this? Someone asks you, hey, have you ever seen porn? No, never in my life. I've never seen porn in my life. But I go to a fucking porn set every day and I just sit there and watch them film it. Have I ever seen porn? According to you, no, I never have. Because porn is something you see like on a videotape or the internet. I'm watching actors fucking.
You said porn. We're talking about TV.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, using that as another example.
That's a dumb example because it's TV. This is how much time have you spent watching TV?
Yeah, I understand.
Not watching sporting event TV.
Yeah, sporting events are on TV.
Yeah, it's part of a TV, but it's still... We're wondering how long we've been sitting on a couch watching TV. Not being out somewhere. That's the whole...
Being out different. Somewhere? What, are you running there? You're fucking... You're sitting in a seat.
But that's not like what we're counting!
All right, man, all right.
It doesn't matter.
All right, fine.
We're counting how many vegetables you're eating. And you go, well... You're eating meat over there. It's like, well, that doesn't count. We're eating cutting vegetables.
Listen, I'm fucking disagreeing with you, but let's move on.
Because I'm right.
You're not, but let's move on.
So, anyways, if I put in all sporting events and one-off shows and you know whatever shows I didn't see the whole entire series, but just certain episodes, I'd say it's got to be like in the hundreds.
You know what? Does anyone really give a fuck? Like, we all know. Let's say I live to 85. Yeah, I've spent 2 years taking a shower. I've spent 6 months taking a shit. I've spent, 10 years and doing this and that. Yeah, we all know. It's a long life.
14 minutes having sex?
I know. That's a lot. That's many partners. But you know what I mean? Like, all right. You know, big deal.
You know what I've been thinking, though, but... All the little wasted fucking things in life. And yeah, there's that shit, but that shit you have to do. I'm thinking about, like, I was specifically thinking about school and all that shit that was, like, so important that the teachers were such assholes about, like, you gotta do this and that. It means nothing now. Fucking nothing.
Well,
completely meaningless.
Yes, in retrospect, pretty much everything was meaningless. I mean, going to school, even college. It's all fucking meaningless. Means nothing.
I imagine we learned something. Like,
well, listen,
to read or something.
You get the basic groundworks of education. That you know that is essential. You
and
really
the rest,
need that.
And the rest, you're gonna learn on your own.
Well, really,
how much of the knowledge I have now I learned in school? None. Most of it I forgot.
Well, I'm gonna
and I reread.
I'm gonna explain to you what school is for. Besides getting you that basic groundwork, besides that, it's to learn how to function in real life. It is important because it's dealing with other people. That's where you learn. You know, you're a little kid. You're
well,
gonna spend all those years.
Class.
You fucked up. Yeah, you did horrible. But really, that's what it is. There's a whole bunch of other people from different walks of life, and now I have to interact with all of them. And going to school is such a huge part of your life when you're a kid for a lot of years. And you know, that's what you learn. And hopefully you walk away and you're an adult and you're able to function with other people now. Sometimes you're not.
Again, you did everything in school, you pretty much forgot.
But meanwhile, the knowledge, as I said, you know, you get the basics out of there. Other than that, it's kind of meaningless.
And it's up to you to keep learning. Most people, after they're not in school, they're just sitting there drooling in front of their TV. They're not learning anything.
Yeah, and college, I'm going to go ahead and say... It's fucking useless, too. Let's say you go ahead and get your degree, and then, again, if you're lucky, you got a basic framework for whatever you want to move on to career-wise. But once you get that career, that education you got, you're going to use a little bit of it, but meanwhile, you're going to get a whole new set of training on that job for that specific thing you're doing. The college thing wasn't so important after all.
What I learned, I remember in school this one time, I was in Spanish class, and there was a solar eclipse that day.
Sí, cómo no.
And, you know, solar eclipses are rare, because not the whole planet sees them. Like a lunar eclipse, everyone sees it. But a solar eclipse, you have to be in the right spot.
Yeah.
So it's rare. And it was a full lunar, or not lunar, full solar eclipse that day. And everyone in the class wanted to go out the window and, you know, I guess not look at the sun, because you can't do that, but, you know, just look and see the darkness. You know what the teacher did? She closed all the blinds so we couldn't see.
Fuck you. I'm teaching my class. The teacher was an asshole, that's all. You can't take 5 minutes out of your day. It's your important lesson plan.
Isn't it? I know you're a Spanish teacher, and you know we're not, I'm not teaching science, but that's kind of a.
I know that's.
It's kind of a thing there.
You know what? That's just like when we were in college and 9/11 happened, and our professor refused to acknowledge it because he had a lesson plan he needed to go through.
Hey, like, Mr. James, did you see what happened today? Nothing happened today.
No.
He really was an asshole in retrospect.
You know what it is? This one professor, he was a really good professor. He did a really good job. He was good at engaging the students and, you know, really getting them into it. Everyone really liked him. But really, he wasn't that great. He just took a lot of classes. He probably took a lot of workshops.
Yeah, he's always going to Harvard and stuff.
Yeah, you know, he's just, you know, getting a lot of he's the one getting instruction in how to instruct us.
So, I mean, the towers go down and like 3-4 hours later, or whatever it was, we're having a class, doesn't even mention it.
If people try and bring it up, he doesn't want to hear it. Like, dude, fucking, you know what? If there's more important shit going on, let's take a few minutes.
And if you remember back to that point, like, who the fuck knows what was happening?
Yeah, people were scared. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're looking at him for, you know, he was supposed to be the smart guy. They probably looked up to him. You know, Mark and I don't look up to anybody but ourselves.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah. And, you know, they're probably hoping, you know, for a little comfort from him. You know, some logic or something.
Give me a hug.
And he's just like, nope, gotta get my shitty lesson.
You know what? It's really hard to look up to myself because I'm pretty much straight ahead.
Well, you gotta put a mirror in the ceiling.
I guess.
I already have one for sex purposes, but I also have it for looking up to myself purposes.
Does anyone really want that? I can see the chick in front of me. I don't really need to see me. I'm not so turned on by me.
But don't you want like a point of view thing? Because sometimes you can't see the vagina when you're sexting.
Sexting?
Sexing.
Oh, you know what? Nah. I need to feel it with my penis. That's good enough.
No, I like watching. I think it's turning to take a look at there.
It's fine.
See what's going on. I think it's cool.
I guess. I mean, I don't really need that. As long as I know what's going on in my heart, that's good enough.
You know what I think you do need, though? A tail.
A tail?
I was thinking, my dog's, you know, tail is like, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of comedians have said it, like, hey, you know, the tail, to tell you, what if humans had tails? But then
yeah,
I thought.
And everyone's wagging their tail in their head.
But then I thought, like, I would never get a job because every job interview, my tail would be between my legs when I come in.
Like, are you a coward or are you pretending that's your penis? Both.
I'd have to hide it. Like, why are you hiding your tail? Like, listen. Don't worry about why I'm hiding my tail. I'm very ashamed of it.
Well, I mean, people do have the tailbone. A few freaks of nature have a little nub there.
But I know, but if you're... The tail is a telltale sign, see? It's a telltale sign of exactly what you're feeling emotionally at the time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is there an angry tail?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. What's an angry tail? Straight up?
Yep. And you can tell by the way dog's wagging its tail whether it's happy or if it's nervous. Like, if you're an expert, you can tell because it does different things.
I was watching something or I was listening to someone speak. I don't know where this was, but somebody said that a question mark originally came from a cat's tail. And that's why they say curious like a cat. Curiosity killed the cat because it was always asking questions.
I don't know
if that's true, but I mean, who in the fuck knows where the question mark came from?
There's a cat living around me in my basement, and he's never asked me a question once.
Well, he's a know-it-all. Fucking asshole, that guy.
That fucking guy. You know, my dog will lie on the ground. Every once in a while, has to go out and stuff. That cat will climb right on top of me. I can't do, like, I'll put in laundry and he's climbing up on top of me on my arm. Like, move, you fucking idiot. I'm trying to put shit in the laundry.
He's like 800 pounds. Well, it is a tiger.
Yeah, he's a saber-toothed tiger, in fact.
They don't exist anymore, but thanks for playing along.
Says you.
Just because you glued toilet paper rolls to his mouth doesn't make a saber-tooth.
We took the DNA. We're going to create one. I always see those articles, like, they're like, I think we can still create these new animals, or these old, you know.
Oh, they probably could.
They want to make them, like, why would you? Who cares? Do we really need mammoths around? What point is it?
Because it's fucking fun. Wouldn't it be awesome to go to some zoo where there's, like, saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths? It'd be fucking sweet. You know that. You'd be going there.
Did you know woolly mammoths were around at the time of the building of the pyramids?
I don't know when woolly mammoths started dying off, so I wouldn't know. That's cool, though.
Well, I forget, but...
Pyramids, what are they, like 5,000 years old? 3, 5, I don't know. I can't remember. Because it's always changing. They're always like, actually, we found out they're even older than we thought. No one ever knows shit.
I think they're older than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I read some, like, wasn't there something like Cleopatra was closer to now than she was to the pyramids being built or something?
I read that too, yeah.
That's crazy. I always wonder how hot she was. Like, how hot were these people in the past?
You know what? It's like, you never know.
Would we even be even remotely attracted to her, or just be like some homely girl wandering by us?
But you
some
know,
short, stout woman.
Sometimes you see chicks from like the 20s and they're ugly and they were supposed to be high. You know, you never know the standards of beauty, how they change.
Not really. I see a lot of old stars.
No, some of them are hot, but not all of them. You know, it'd be weird. Maybe Cleopatra was ugly. Or maybe she was kind of like a freak of nature and she was like hot by today's standards. And when people seen her, they're like, holy motherfucking shit, look at her compared to everyone else. She has to be queen.
Probably, you know what? She probably is nowhere near today's standards.
I don't know. Because you know what? There's got to be genetic flukes where it just so happened that they're really fucking hot. Like, you know, today hot, you know, back then.
What, you think today is hotter than then? How can you, it's just a standard.
I don't know.
They found people, you know, what are all those paintings where the people are kind of heavier? Like, that's what they liked. And does that mean it's better, that their taste is not as good as yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really.
No, I just said, yeah, I remember.
You know, you should go on the internet, Mark, and argue with people, because that's what they do.
I know.
My opinion is fucking law. And yours just apparently just sucks because you're wrong.
Well, I don't need to be on the internet to do that because I already know it's true.
All fucking week long, I'm arguing with assholes on the internet for no reason other than...
Yeah, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I get all flustered and angry when I see their shit. And then I think, you know...
I'm going to show them.
Yeah, I say something and it's like, you know what? They're not paying attention to me. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
And these arguments never end up like, you know what, man? You're right. And the other day I was at... The other day some fucking idiots were going on about the... over the weekend was the 20th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's suicide. People were like, well, he didn't actually kill himself. He was murdered by Courtney Love. And I'm like, you fuckers still going on about this? There's no evidence of that at all. The only evidence I see is a super depressed dude. You could see in his fucking eyes how much pain he was in. He was a drug addict, which added to the fucking problem. And he was a troubled man, and he killed himself.
You know what? If Courtney Love had foreknowledge that... You know, she would become a big star if she killed him. She probably would have killed him. But she would have no clue that she could have disappeared after he died.
And she probably would have been the same amount of star even if he was alive. Maybe even more.
Yeah, who knows.
So, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Why would she kill him?
Maybe she did. I don't really know. Don't really care.
I see no evidence towards it. The dude tried killing himself like at least publicly one other time a couple months before.
Hey, you know what though?
So she's the most ingenious murderer ever.
That's the perfect person to kill. Someone who's attempted suicide in the past, because they're just gonna automatically assume, listen, we all knew it was coming. You know, they tried to kill themselves before, and now they finally succeeded.
Do you really think that the police are that stupid that they couldn't figure out that it was a murder? I mean, they can tell the difference between a murder and a suicide.
Probably not. They probably can't. If somebody set it up good. This isn't fucking TV.
Yeah, well, I still want to tell.
I doubt it. I think if you really want to kill somebody and you plan it out good, you can make it.
So you think Courtney Love could get away with it?
No. I'm not talking about her. You said somebody. We're not talking about her. I'm talking about in general.
Can anybody get a murder? Most suicides are suicides, all right?
Yeah.
And if you're going to kill somebody... There's easier ways than setting up some bullshit thing about a suicide. I mean, really, you could just do it, you know, he was shot on his way, you know, on his way to wherever he was going. Crash his car, you know, put him in a car and start on fire. No one will know how he died.
You're giving really shitty ways to kill someone, way worse than, making up a suicide. You're giving horrible examples.
No, to make it look, you could... A suicide, you have to make it look like a suicide. That's really hard. You got to put the gun in the right way, and the forensic guys know what, you know, what your finger looks like, and the distance from your face, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the big excuse is, well, you know, he had 3 times more heroin than his body could... yeah, he would have died anyways, probably, but he didn't. He killed himself first. So, He shot himself before he died from the heroin overdose. What's your fucking point, dude?
You asking me? Because I didn't bring that up.
You did.
But heroin or anything? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You love heroin.
Eh, I've never tried it. I'm kind of scared to. I'd be hooked. Wouldn't that suck? Now I'm a junkie.
I assume that I wouldn't get hooked.
That is stupid thinking. There's certain drugs that I think if you just take it, if you just shot up right now, I mean, that's probably pretty much it. You're not just going to say, I feel pretty good, I guess.
I think it takes more than one time of heroin to
get hooked. I don't know.
I'll have to look it up.
Shit's pretty powerful.
Well, why don't you go to the website?
Yeah, you can get heroin on there. HotShotWhiskeys.com. You should check it out. Cheap prices. Discount heroin. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blah, blah, blah.